I'm Glenn Peloso, and this time on Design Diaries, I want to talk to you a little bit about kitchen updates that are reasonably easy to do and can be accomplished on a budget. I know that this time of year people get a little tired of their house. It's starting to be, you know, the early summer, and we're hoping that our house is going to start to look fantastic. We're brightening things up, and we really want to have a change in the interior of the house as well. Some really simple things to be able to do that will dramatically change the way the kitchen looks is something as easy as just change the countertops. Whether you're going to change a countertop or something that is a laminate, you're going to go for a man-made stone or a natural stone, the change in countertop color even will dramatically change the way the whole kitchen looks. You can also reasonably simply, change the backsplash. If you just change out the tiles that are on the backsplash, remove the old ones, put in some new ones, a really simple subway tile can look spectacular. I particularly like a subway tile with a bevel to it so that you get a bit of light play when that happens. Add some under cabinet lighting, which is really simple to do now with LED lighting. It's possible to hide the drivers relatively easily. Sometimes they can even be battery operated. And with LED, the battery operated ones will last for a really long time. Just a strip of light that goes across underneath the valance to light up the countertop can really change the way the whole kitchen looks. Change up all of the knobs and pulls that are on the cabinets. One of the things that you have to be careful to do when you make this kind of change is to make sure that you find another pull that is the same distance between the two holes. Pulls, or the handles, or we'll call them, often have two entry points on a kitchen cabinetry. So you want to make sure that if the space between one and the next is 3.5 inches, you find a new pull that is also 3.5 inches. Otherwise, you're going to have to drill new holes and try to fill in the old ones, which isn't as easy as it may sound. Changing knobs is relatively simple. You can go for something bigger or different, or, you know, something that's black versus something that is glossy, or so whatever it is that floats your boat. You can certainly make that change relatively simply just by going to a big box store and changing out finding new knobs that you like better. The other thing that you can do that can really change the way the kitchen looks is change the overall lighting, the pendant lights that hang over the island, or the lighting in the kitchen in general. Better lighting in the kitchen can change the way the kitchen feels and change the way the kitchen works. In older kitchens, often with a single central source light, using that one source light and adding some pot lights to the rest of the room can brighten the space up. And finally, if you want to make a change to the space, you can change the flooring. Even if it is that you're going to change the mats that go around the kitchen, in front of the sink, etc., it can change up the way the kitchen feels as well. The other thing that you can do, although a little bit more difficult to do and can be a little bit more expensive, is just to paint the cabinets. Sometimes an old style cabinet that's done in a wood can look completely different once you just brighten it up with a cream or white or light gray or a sage green paint that covers all that up. It'll really change the brightness and the whole way that whole kitchen feels without having to go out and spend a bunch of money on all new cabinetry completely in general.
Hi, this is Glenn Peloso. Thanks for listening, and remember to join me again next month for another Design Diaries podcast, right here on Focal Point eNews.